Today's Shiur Masechta Tanis, Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the end of the second line. In the previous Shiur, we had an extensive discussion in the Gemara. When we speak about Tisha B'Av, when we speak about the Shavuos Shechalboi, the week that Tisha B'Av falls, and we had a discussion exactly when do the different halachas apply from that time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the special halachas of Avelis that apply only begin on the week of Tisha B'Av. Rav Rava, Halacha Rameya, that the halacha also only applies during that week before Tisha B'Av, but not after Tisha B'Av. The Tavayu, it says the Gemara, Lakula. Both of these halachas that Rava just taught us are teaching us Lakula. One is that it doesn't begin from Rosh Chodesh. The special halachas don't begin from Rosh Chodesh. Rather, they only begin on Shavuos Shechalboi, the week that Tisha B'Av falls. And number two, as we discussed in the previous year, that they only apply during before Tisha B'Av, but not after Tisha B'Av. V'tzricha. And said the Gemara, we had to say both of these halachas. The Yashmin halachah Rameya, if we just would have learned the halachah Rameya, hava mina filim Rosh Chodesh, that these special halachas begin on Rosh Chodesh Av. Kamash Malon, that's why Rava had to teach us that halachas Krib Shim Gamliel, that they only begin on the Shavuos Shechalboi. V'yashmin halachah Krib Shim Gamliel, if we would have learned the halachah Krib Shim Gamliel, hava mina filim Achrav, that even applies the week, even after Tisha B'Av for the balance of the week. That's why we had to learn that the halacha is Krameyer, that it only applies until Tisha B'Av. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf, Kuf, Nun Aleph, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet, Paskin, that it only begins Shavuos Shechalboi. The Ramah says that the special halachas begin from Rosh Chodesh Av, and that's machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, where the Mechaber is more lenient and says that they only begin Shavuos Shechalboi. But it's interesting that even though here we find that the Mechaber is more lenient and he says that it only begins Shavuos Shechalboi, and moreover, in a year where Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, or even in a year where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, but it was pushed off to Sunday because it's a Nitcha, and we don't fast on Shabbos, so we fast on Sunday. Still, the halacha is that according to the Mechaber, there's no Shavuos Shechalboi that year, and Tisha B'Av will only be held during, there won't be Avelis that year. But on the other hand, the halacha is that we should not take a haircut or clothing unless it's Erev Shabbos on Yud Ba'av. But here we have an interesting halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we discussed in our previous year, since most of the Beis HaMikdash was actually burnt on Yud Ba'av, the halacha is, says the Shulchan Aruch, that all of Yud Ba'av, we should still not do laundry or take a haircut until Yud Ba'av is over. Whereas according to the Ramah, we're only machmer until Chatzos. The question also is, what happens if Tisha B'Av is on Thursday? So if Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, the halacha is that we should not do laundry on Thursday. We should do laundry, but we may, even though, as we just said, we're only allowed to do laundry, even according to the Ramah, we're only allowed to begin doing laundry on Tisha B'Av, on Yud Ba'av after Chatzos. In such a year, you could do laundry already Yud Ba'av in the morning. And the Paiskim say, if for some reason waiting for Friday to do your laundry will be difficult or impossible, you could do your laundry on Wednesday, Erev Tisha B'Av, but it is inappropriate to do the laundry on Tisha B'Av itself. We learned in the Mishnah, Erev Tisha B'Av, by the Erev Tisha B'Av, when we eat the Sudim of Sekus right before the fast, La'yoychel Adam Shnei Tavshilin, a person shouldn't eat two Tavshilin. We learned in the Mishnah further, which will all be explained in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara now, La'yoychel Basar V'la'yishta Yayin, you shouldn't eat meat or drink wine. There's a very big discussion amongst the Rishonim, what is the definition of Shnei Tavshilin? So Rav Haigoin says that they have to be two different types of food. But if they're the same type of food, even though the same type of food was prepared differently, it's since it's all the same min, it's considered one Tavshil. The opinion of the Ritzkeis is not like that. And the Ritzkeis' opinion is that as long as they prepare two different ways, if you have the exact same food, but the exact same food was prepared, one was cooked and one was baked or broiled, it's still considered two different minim. And then there's another question. What is the halacha if you have two different foods, but they were cooked together in the pot? So the Ramban and the Rosh are of the opinion that if they were cooked in the same pot, then they're considered one min. The other Rishonim don't necessarily agree, and they want to differentiate in this halacha between if these two foods that were cooked in the same pot are foods that go together. You have a dish, let's say, that has meat and vegetables together, so that's the dish that you have this way, then it's considered one min. But if they're two different foods that they just happen to have been cooked in one pot, then it's considered two minim. Another question that comes up is, Rashi discusses, what's going to be if you have fish and eggs? We have fish and eggs, egg shmir on the fish. According to Rashi, that's considered two minim. According to Tosfos, that would be considered one min. Another question, Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos says, this is halacha that comes up regarding Bishul Akam as well. Tosfos says that if you have a food that could be eaten raw, you happen to have eaten it not raw, but it's a food that could be eaten raw, the halacha is that that's not considered a cooked food. Just like as far as Hilchis Bishul Akam, the halacha is that a food that's Nechel K'mashachai, a food that can be eaten raw, the halacha is there's no Isser of Bishul Akam, because we don't apply the Isser of Bishul Akam on a food that can be eaten raw. So Taisu says here too, if this food to be eaten raw, it's not subject to Hilchos Bishul Akam. Other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ravid, say that it doesn't make a difference. If the food was cooked, even though it's edible raw, it's still considered a tafshel, it's still considered a food that's cooked, and the halacha is that any food that's cooked, as we're learning now, two cooked food, the halacha is, should not be eaten by the Sudim Afsekas. So again, the Gemara to discuss details of this halacha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo shana ela mishei shas lamala. The halacha that you're not allowed to eat this type of food is only after 6 hours in the day. Ava shei shas lamata, before 6 hours in the day, mutter, you are allowed to eat such a dish. For Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore, says Rabbi Yehuda lo shana ela besuda amafsik ba. This halacha only applies by the last meal that you're going to eat. If it's not the last meal of the day, mutter. So the Ravid says the definition of suda mafsekis is the suda where you won't eat anything afterwards. The right after the suda mafsekis, you're going to be start to fast. The Ramban and other Rishonim disagree, and they say that even after the Suda Mafsekis, you're allowed to eat until the Shkia. The definition of the Suda Mafsekis is the last meal that you're going to eat. But if you're going to eat after the Suda Mafsekas, but you're not sitting down for a Suda, that's not considered a Suda. That's only considered an Achilas Aroi. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tuf Kuf Nun Beis Siftes Paskins. The Tavayu, so we just learned two halachas where these special rules that we just said apply, and says the Gemara here too, the Tavayu Lakula, both of these teach us a Kula, that it only applies until 6 hours in the day, and also that it only applies by the Suda Mafsekas. And again, the Gemara says, why were both halachas needed to be said explicitly? The Tzricha, the Ashminin, if we would only say that it applies by Suda Mafsekas, have a mina, I feel Mishesh Shos Lamata. If the last meal that you're going to be eating in Erev Tisha B'Av is early in the day, the halacha is that these halachas would apply. Kamashmon, that's why Rabbi Yehuda had to teach us, Mishesh Shos Lamala. If you ate earlier than 6 hours in the day, even though that's the last meal you're going to be eating before Tisha B'Av, it doesn't apply. If we only learned the halacha from Shei Shos Lamala, that after 6 hours in the day on Erev Tishbav, you're not allowed to eat Shnei Tafshilin. Kamashmon, that this halacha only applies to Suda Mafsikbav. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama, there's a braisa that supports the first halacha that we learned, that these halachas only apply from 6 hours in the day. But Tanya Kalishna Basra, and there's another braisa that supports that it only applies by the Suda Mafsekas. And the Gemara says, Tanya Kalishna Basra, the second halacha that we learned, says the braisa, Hasoy Erev Tisha B'Av. If you're eating Erev Tisha B'Av, Im Osad Lisoy Tsuda Acheres, if you're going to eat another meal today, mutar lecha basar lishtas yayin, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine, then laugh. But if you're not going to eat another suda, then in the suda mafsekas, asar lecha basar lishtas yayin, the suda mafsekas, you're not allowed to drink meat or eat meat or drink wine. Tanya klishna kama, and now says the Gemara, there's a brisa that supports the lishna kama. It says in the brisa, erev Tisha B'Av, layochel adam shnei tavshilin, on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person shouldn't eat two shafshilin, v'layach habas v'layish to yayin. Says the Braisa of Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Yishana. Shimon Gamliel says it should be different. And as the Rishonim explained, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma. And the Tanna Kamma says that you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. Comes along with Shimon Gamliel and says, you may, as long as it's different than what you normally do. Amar Yehuda Kaitzat, Mishana, what does that mean? If normally during your meal you eat two cooked foods, so by the Suda Mafsekas, you should only eat one min. If you're accustomed to eating with 10 people, only eat with 5 people. You normally drink 10 cups of wine, drink only fine. And again says the Braisa, that these halachas only apply mishesh shos lamala, after 6 hours in the day. Av mishesh shos lamata, before 6 hours in the day, mutter, the halacha is that you could eat whatever you want. So here it clearly says that the halacha is only after 6 hours in the day, which was the first halacha Rabbi Yehuda taught us. Tanya Idach teaches us the braisa, quotes the Gemara, another braisa. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochel adam shnei tavshilin, a person shouldn't eat two cooked foods, lo yochel basar v'lo yishta yayin, don't eat meat or wine, divar ameya. V'cham v'aymrim yishana, do different than you normally do. U'memat v'basar v'yayin, and limit the meat and wine that you eat. What does that mean? You normally ate a whole litra of meat. If you're not accustomed to eat meat by every meal or drink wine, usher, that don't eat meat or drink wine by the Suda Mafsekas. If you are used to eating fish or meat that is kept in salt for 3 days, that's what you would eat after your meal, and as the Rishonim play, even though this is considered something which is a delicacy, and therefore, since it's a delicacy, we would think that it's mutter, that it's also to eat to, by the sudum of sakas, because the halacha is that you're not allowed to. And the reason is because even though it explains the Karen Oira, you're not allowed to eat meat, you're allowed to eat basam aliyach, because once the meat was kept in the salt for 3 days, once it's kept in the meat for 3 days, as we're going to learn later, it loses the category of meat. Once it loses the status of meat, the halacha is that it's not usur. And the same thing with the tznoin. The tznoin is not considered a delicacy. It's not considered a real tainug, and therefore it's not considered a tafshil, and we're allowed to eat it. Tanya idach, continues the Gemara. We learned another brisa. Kol shemushim tishbav, anything, any meal that's eaten because of Tisha B'Av, the sudam of sekas is the meal that's eaten because of Tisha B'Av. Also lacha basar, you're not allowed to eat meat in that meal. V'asa lishtosh yayin, you're not allowed to drink wine. V'asa lichatz, you're not allowed to wash yourself during that meal or even after the meal. It's already almost Tisha B'Av. V'kosha einu mishum Tisha B'Av. But if a meal is not the sudam of sekas, muta lacha basar lishtosh yayin, or muta lichatz. As long as you're allowed to eat meat, muta lichatz, the halacha is that according to him, since it's not yet Tisha B'Av, even the sudam of sekas, you're allowed to wash yourself. Because as long as you're still allowed to eat, he holds you're allowed to wash yourself. The Rabbanik says the reason one is not allowed to wash himself, according to the Tanna Kamma, from when you're eating the sudam of sekas, he says the Rambam, the sudam of sekas represents avelus. And since the sudam of sekas represents avelus, so once somebody's starting avelus, the halacha is he should not wash himself, just like an ovel is not allowed to wash himself. But the Rosh asks, the halacha, since we're allowing him to eat or drink, why should he not wash himself? So the Karen Ira explains the halacha is that an oinen is allowed to eat meat and is not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. So he says once the time of the sudam of sekas comes, it's considered like he's an oinen. And in fact, that's how the Brisker Rav explains the machloikis between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shmuel. The question is, how should we treat this person at the time of the sudam of sekas? Should we treat him like an oval and give him the halachas of an oval, or should we treat him like an oinen and give him the halachas of an oinen? Tanna Rabbanan says the Braisa, kol mitzvos hanoheges ba'ovel, any halacha that apply to an oval, noheges b'Tisha B'Av, apply to all of us on Tisha B'Av. Asr, and therefore asr b'achila b'shtiyah, he's not allowed to eat and drink. And I saw that the Mefarshim will point out, of course, an oval is allowed to eat and drink. An oval doesn't have to fast. The achila b'shtiyah that's being mentioned here is not a din in avelus. Achila b'shtiyah that's being mentioned here is a din in Tisha B'Av. B'sicha, one may not shmir himself, that's an avelus din. Nilas a sandal, he's not allowed to wear a leather shoe. B'tashmi shamita, v'asa lichas b'tayra b'neviyim u'ksuvim, one may not learn Tanakh, or lishna b'mishnah, one may not learn Mishnayis, but Talmud, what we know as Gemara, or what they understood to mean, to understand the Mishnayis, or b'medrash b'alochis, medrash means the Sifra and the Sifri, halochis are the halach l'mash m'sinai, b'agadus, one may not learn agarta, Avakaru b'makom shenu raga likros, somebody can learn psukim that he's not accustomed to learning. V'shoyne b'makom shenu raga lishnais, he's allowed to learn mishnayis that he's not accustomed to learning. Of course, avakaru b'kinnis, he's allowed to read the Megillas Eicha v'iyoyv u'b'dvarim haroyim shebemirmiya Yirmiya's nevuah of destruction that will come to Klal Yisrael. V'tenaytu shebeis rabim b'teilim, and they closed the yeshivas for the young talmidim. Shem shenemar, because the pasuk says regarding Torah, Kud Hashem Yishar Mesam Chalev. And Tisha B'Av is a day that Simcha is prohibited. He says that all learning is prohibited. The only learning he allows, because those bring tsar. Of course, the Ritva and the Ran explain that when the Mishnah says "Komitzus anoyg ba'ovel noyg b'tishabov," it's only what an ovel is not allowed to do. But what an ovel is supposed to do, those halachas don't apply on Tishabov. So, for example, even though, as we know, the halach is an ovel has to rip kri on his clothing, the halacha does not apply on Tisha B'Av. Of course, we don't rip kriya on Tisha B'Av. Moreover, in Hilchos Avelus, there's a difference between the first 3 days of Avelus and the rest of the Avelus. So the Rishonim say that the halacha of Tisha B'Av is not like the first 3 days of the Avelus, it's like the later part of the week. Another question that the Kayan Oira asks, that we learned earlier in our Masechta, special halachas on a tiny tzibur. So why did our Gemara have to compare Tisha B'Av to Avelis? Why did the Gemara not just say that Tisha B'Av has the status of a tiny tzibur? So says the Kayan Oira, it's connected to what we just learned in the Gemara. On a tiny tzibur, they were allowed to learn Torah. But on Tisha B'Av, as we just learned, one may not learn Torah. The rechitza that we said is osur is only rechitza shel tainig. But if somebody got himself dirty or somebody needs to wash his hands because he's going to daven, then the halacha is one may wash his hands. Certainly one may wash his hands in a place that got dirty before he's washing, or it's just to wash his hands in general, and such a place is permitted. And in general, one is allowed to wash his hands till his knuckles. So the halacha is that on Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to learn, just like an oval is not allowed to learn. But the Tanakhama said that Mokum She'enu Rogel L'Krois, learning something that you're not accustomed to learning, that is something that you're not allowed, that he says that you're allowed to. He said, because since it's not something that you're accustomed to learn, the halacha is that you're going to not be comfortable with that learning, and therefore the halacha is you're not allowed to learn. The question is, what is an oval or a Tisha B'Av not allowed to learn or not allowed to learn? The opinion that most Rishonim say, it's only the Dvarim Haroim. But what about something which is not Dvarim Haroim, but it's not something that brings particular simcha? So most Rishonim of the opinion that too should not be learned. We learned further in our Mishnah that on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yoichel basav lo yishtu yayin, Tana, but the Braisa teaches us, avol oichel hu basav meliach, meat that was sitting in salt, v'shoyishu yayin megita, a wine that just was pressed, and it's still fermenting, and since it's still fermenting, it's not really such good tasting wine. Ask the Gemara, basav meliach at kama, how much time did the meat have to sit in salt that it should be considered basav meliach? Says the Gemara, Amar Avchinen about Kamim Shmeid Shmuel, Kol Zman Shuk Shlomim. As much as time as we are allowed to eat the Kamim Shlomim, we know that the halacha is that a Kamim Shlomim is not allowed to be eaten Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. So too, if the meat sat in the salt that much time, the halacha is that the Kamim, that meat is considered Meliach, and once it's considered Meliach, it's not really considered meat that it's also to eat Erev Tisha B'Av. Yayin Megitoi. Furthermore, we say we're allowed to drink Yayin Megitoi. Says, ask the Gemara at Kama, how long is wine considered Yayin Megitoi? Says the Gemara, Kol Man Shu Toises. As long as the wine is still fermenting. Tana, and furthermore, teaches us the Braisa, Toises Ein Bo Mishum Gilui. We know that in time of Chazal, they were very machmer, that they did not drink liquids that were left uncovered, because there was concern that perhaps a snake drank from that liquid and deposited its wine, its venom in the snake, into that liquid. But says the Gemara, as long as the wine is fermenting, the snakes won't drink from it and deposit the venom into it. Ask the Brice of Kamati Sosoi, how much time is that? Shloisha Yom. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Kachoyim in Hagash Rabbi Yehuda Berbeloi. This was the minig of Rabbi Yehuda Berbeloi, Erev Tishbav. Melein Loi Pascha Reva. They brought him dry bread, the melech, that he would dip into salt. For Yoshev, and he would sit, Bein Tana L'Karayim. It was, Rashi says, that this is the place in the house which is the least significant place. So we wanted him to experience, as we said before, the Suda Mafsekis is the beginning of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. And since the Suda Mafsekis is the beginning of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, it makes sense that he should start sitting at that time in such a place. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the halach is that we should sit on the floor during the Suda Mafsekis. The Oichel V'Shoysa Ala Kitn Shamayim, and he just drank plain water. Kamisha Mesa Mutalafonov. And the Masha says, what does that mean? He says, when we learn Hilchas Avelis, there are two categories of Avelis. There's Avelis Chadosha and there's Avelis Shishona. An Avelis Chadosha means somebody who just is experiencing right now. An Avelis Shishona is an Avelis that the person already has experienced from before. Says the Masha, what the Gemara means to say here is that the Avelis that we're supposed to experience in Tisha B'Av is supposed to be like an Avelis Chadosh, Avelis Shishona, a new Avelis, which is a much deeper degree of Avelis. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalam Abeis, Mokum Shnag Las Melochim, the Tisha B'Av, Oisim, in the place where there's a minik to do malach on Tisha B'Av, we may do so. Shenag makom shenagul laisas einoisim. Everybody should follow the minik on makom. Says the Mishnah there is further. Become makom tamid chachamim b'teilim. Everywhere tamid chachamim should not do malach on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima loyelam yasa kol adam atmik tamid chachamim. A person should consider himself like a tamid chachamim and not do malach on Tisha B'Av. And again, here too, the Karen Eyre explains that what makes Tisha B'Av unique? Tisha B'Av, it should be like a Tainus Tzibur. And Tainus Tzibur, we already learned that you're not allowed to do Malacha. So what's unique about Tisha B'Av? So the Karen Eyre explains, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the purpose of not doing Malacha on the Tainus Tzibur, because it was a time that they wanted the people to gather and do introspection. Why are they suffering? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring that punishment? But that isn't done on Tisha B'Av. And since that's not done on Tisha B'Av, so that maybe we'd be allowed to do Malacha. That teaches us the Gemara that one may not do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. And the Magen Avraham explains why should not one do Malacha on Tisha B'Av? Kidei shlo yisichu data min avelis. The Magen Avraham explains, because we don't want you to forget the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. If you're going to get involved with your work, you're going to forget the Avelis. The other explanation, he says, is because of Inui. A person who is not working and is not earning money, then he's not going, the halacha is that he's suffering. And that's part of the reason that we shouldn't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, the issa to do malacha on Tisha B'Av isn't just the day of Tisha B'Av, but it's the night of Tisha B'Av as well, because we don't want you to forget about the avails of Tisha B'Av. We want you to suffer. Says the Rama that we're machmer, that we shouldn't do malacha, and even people who do malacha should not do malacha before Chatzos. Tanya Mihachi says the Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamaliel Oima, La'olam yasa adam atzmik tamid chacham. A person should always act like a tamid chacham, even though in other areas of halacha we don't necessarily allow one to give himself the status of a tamid chacham. Here, when it comes to not doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, Everybody should try not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, kidei she'yis'ana, that he should feel the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Tanya idach, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol oichel v'shoyse b'Tisha B'Av, if somebody eats or drinks on Tisha B'Av, kil oichel v'shoyse b'Yom Kippurim. Tisha B'Av is considered like Yom Kippur. Of course, explained the Rishonim, that on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, somebody will, who eats, is chayif karis. Say to Rishonim that if somebody eats on Tisha B'Av, it's also considered that such a terrible aveira. And the reason is because why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed that we have to fast on Tisha B'Av? Is because we were doing aveiras. So just like the purpose of Yom Kippur is a day to do tshuva for our aveiras, Tisha B'Av is also supposed to remind us of our aveiros. Because by reminding us of our aveiros, we will realize that that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Somebody who does malach on Tisha B'Av, he will never see Simon Bracha, says Rashi, that from that work that he did, he won't see malacha. If we won't see bracha from work, you won't profit from what you did on Tisha B'Av. V'chamayim kol ois malacha b'Tisha B'Av. Whoever does malacha on Tisha B'Av, einam es'abal Yerushalayim, and doesn't spend the day suffering and thinking about Yerushalayim, einam roi b'simchasa. Shenema simchas Yerushalayim v'gilabas kol avel, sisa ois m'sois, kol m'sabalim olel. Mekan Amru, from here we learn, kol m'sabal Yerushalayim, whoever feels for Yerushalayim, zoicha v'roi v'simchasai. What's the difference between simcha and gila? Simcha is a constant simcha. And gila is a simcha that comes suddenly. And sasaim is showing your simcha. And the pasuk is teaching us, explains the Malbim, that the over Yerushalayim will be zoicha, that they'll have constant simcha, and there will be nisim that will happen from time to time in Yerushalayim. That will be the Gila. And the other people who don't suffer and don't feel for the Chumra in Yerushalayim, they will not be able to participate in the Sasan and the building of the base of the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Zoicha V'roi B'Simchasai? Says the Sfas Emes, that even during the Golus, we, Klal Yisrael, know that Mashiach will come, and we will come back to our original glory. So whoever is Mis'abel in Yerushalayim, even during Golus, will feel and know that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And that gives him a tremendous nechama. But the person who doesn't feel for Yerushalayim doesn't have a way to reach that nechama, what will happen when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. She'enu Mis'abel Yerushalayim, whoever's not Mis'abel Yerushalayim, ain't Rabbi Simchasai, and Machzor Shekel explains, it's Mida Kamida Mida. If you're not suffering with Yerushalayim, you won't see the Simcha Yerushalayim. Tanya Nami Hachi, Kol Oichel Bas V'Shoysu Yayim B'Tisha B'Av, all of Akos of Oymer, the Pasuk says in Chizkel, V'Tihi Avonoysam Al Avonoysam. And the Pasuk goes on to that they will go to Gehenna. So the Tosfos says that the Chayiv Odom L'Mat B'Chvoid B'Sha'a Nosov, a person on Tisha B'Av is supposed to limit his enjoyment. The Chayiv L'Tzar Atzmei B'Tisha B'Av, he's supposed to be pain on Tisha B'Av, and therefore says Tosfos that if somebody is accustomed to sleep on two pillows on Tisha B'Av, he should sleep on one pillow. All to show that he's suffering with Yerushalayim. The halacha, says Tosfos, also is that on, since our Gemara compared Tisha B'Av to Yom Kippur, so just like we know on Yom Kippur, there's a halacha of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, even before the Shkia we have to start Yom Kippur, so too the halacha is by Tisha B'Av. That's what Tosfos says here. However, Tosfos Masechta Pesachim says that Tosfos Yom Tov only applies by Yom Kippur, not in Tisha B'Av. So the Shibulei Leket explains that when our Gemara says "Kol Mis'abel Yerushalayim Zoicha V'roi B'Simchasai," it's talking about the individual, that if the individual will be zoicha, that he will be alive when Mashiach comes, the people who were misabel on Yerushalayim will see the simcha of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Other people were not. However, the Chasam Sofer seems to say that no, that even those people who will not be around, will not be alive when Mashiach comes, when they'll have Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Tchiyas HaMeisim will be different for people who are Misabu Yishlayim versus the others. The Kedush Slavi has a different approach. He says, a person who's Misabu Yishlayim, so that shows that that person is connected to Kedusha. Because what is important to him? Yerushalayim. What's important to him is the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, a person who lives life where he's connected to Kedusha, says the Kedusha Slavi, what it means, Zoicha, means his Dakikus, is purified. Kol Hamas'abel Yerushalayim, somebody who's B'tzar Yerushalayim, that's an individual who is connected to Kedusha, and a person who's connected to Kedusha, such a person, the halacha is that he is zoich v'roya b'simchasai. He will be mizdakik. He will become a greater, holier person. Of course, even though we just learned in the halacha is that one may not do malacha on Tisha B'Av, and we not only may one not do malacha on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says that everybody should consider himself like a Talmud Chacham. There are things, I saw the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says that, let's say the air conditioner broke, and on Tisha B'Av it's hot, and fasting in a hot home is very difficult. So is a repairman allowed to come and repair the air conditioner on Tisha B'Av? He says he's allowed to, and not only is he allowed to, the halacha is that he's even allowed to get paid for it. But then the Cheshukei Chemed has a very interesting discussion. He says that there was a person who was a very Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim, and he was very careful to always daven slowly, carefully. And he davened in such a minyan where they davened in such a fashion. One day, he's walking by, as he's walking to shul in the morning, and they call him in, they need for a minyan. And he comes in, and in that shul, they daven very quickly. And that shul needs a minyan on a regular basis. So the question is that person allowed to not come in the future? On one hand, he's not walking in because he wants to daven like a Talmud Chacham and daven slowly, carefully. On the other hand, it causes a Chil Hashem that here you have this person who's a Talmud Chacham and is refusing to participate in the shul that needs a minyan. So he says that this question was brought to Rapam. So Rapam says the best thing that he should do is that he should walk by, he should continue walking to shul in a different way, that he doesn't walk by that shul, that he won't be called in for minyan. Then Rapam said, but let's say he has no other way to get to shul besides walking by that shul that needs him for minyan. So Rapam says that it depends. If it's going to cause a chil Hashem, the people are going to say, this Talmud Chacham, our shul needs a minyan, and this Talmud Chacham is not participating and depriving us of a minyan, then he should daven there. Otherwise, he should go to his regular minyan. But then Rapam suggests a chiddush. Rapam says it may be better that he should just daven at home be yechidus. If he can't daven properly in that shul because they're davening too quickly, and he also can't walk by because it's going to cause a chil Hashem, the best thing is that he should just daven at home, and he won't be walking by the shul. And he quotes a question that was asked to Rabbi Yoshev, a similar question, where there's somebody who's giving a shir, and he walks by a shul that needs a minyan, but he needs to get to his shul to give a shiur. What should he do? So Rabbi Yoshev said that if everybody knows that he's a maggid shiur, so there's no chil Hashem involved with him refusing to walk into the shul. He's not walking into the shul because he needs to give a shiur. But therefore, there's no chil Hashem. If he, however, they don't know he's a maggid shiur, so he should say that I'm a maggid shiur. He should do whatever he can. Says Rabbi Yoshev, that let's say they won't believe him. He's saying, I'm going to give a shiur. But they're going to say, the reason you're not coming in is because you don't want to help us get a minion. Doesn't make a difference. He should say the truth, and that's all that counts. Agamar says, Kolamis Abel Ayushlayim Zoicha V'roy B'simchasa. So the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat. The Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu V'yimon L'snachim. Yaakov Avinu refused to be consoled over the death, or the supposed death, of Yosef. And Rashi explains, because Gozru Alachai Shetishtakich Gozru Alames Shetishtakich Halalev. Dead people are forgotten. Live people are not forgotten. Kolamis Abo Yushlayim. If somebody, after all of these thousands of years, since the destruction of Yushlayim, is still Misabel in Yushlayim, that's a proof that in his mind, Yushlayim is still alive. And since it's still alive, that's why Zoycha V'roivus V'chasei. Ramey Shapiro says similar. He says, when does somebody sit Shiva? When somebody was Nifter just recently. You don't sit Shiva, you don't have a velus for somebody who passed away many years ago. Says Ramey Shapiro, Kolamis Abel Yushalayim. If somebody's in a velus Yushalayim, so it shows that Yushalayim was just Nifter, something that happened recently. It shows that the Tsar of Yerushalayim is something that is of troubling to him. That's a proof that he's connected to Yerushalayim, and the person that's connected to Yerushalayim, Zoycha V'roy V'simchasoy. The Ksav Sofer says that what's pshat kolam s'abel Yerushalayim, says the Ksav Sofer kolam Misabu Yushlayim, says the Ksav Sofer, is because Yushlayim was the place where the Beis HaMikdash was, the place where we could bring kabbonis, the place where we could do so many mitzvahs. And if somebody doesn't feel for Yushlayim, that means it doesn't bother him that we're missing out all these mitzvahs. So then he won't be zoicha to the Simchas Yushlayim. Somebody who shows that it bothers him that he's missing the mitzvahs will be zoicha v'roi b'simchasoy. We learned in the Mishnah regarding the halachas of Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yehuda Mechai B'Kfiyas Amita, the one should turn over the bed, V'loi Hadil Chachamim. Tanya Amalai, Rabbi Yehuda, L'dvarecha, according to you, that we have to turn over the bed, Uber Samanikas, who can't sleep on the floor, Matei Aleim, Amlam Afani Loyamati, Ela B'Shiyachal. Of course, only somebody who's able to do it. Tanya Amihachi, and so do we learn in Braisa, Maida Rabbi Yehuda L'Chachamim B'Sheeni Yachal, somebody who can't sleep on the floor is not obligated to sleep on the floor in Tisha B'Av. And on the other hand, says the Braisa, says somebody who can, may. Ask the Gemara, so if everybody's agreeing that if you can sleep on the floor, you should sleep on the floor. And if you can't sleep on the floor, you need not sleep on the floor. So ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is their machloikis? Says the Gemara, ik benayu, shar mitos. Other beds in the home that you're not sleeping on. Rabbi Yehuda says that they should be turned over. The Chachamim say, if you're not sleeping on them anyway, they need not be turned over. Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Shama Lichav Samita, Loi Mitas B'Vad, Ruhu Kaifa, not just the bed that he's sleeping on must be turned over. El Kol Hamitas Kulan Kaifa, you have to turn over all the beds in the house, like the Aloch is by an oval. Because the Gemara, in Masech Demoy Kotten, Daf Tez Vav, Amid Days teaches us that in those times the minig was that an oval would turn over his bed, and it would be to teach the message. The muk the yorkni nusati behem. We all created in the Tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem, or when a Seichem Hifachdiya, when somebody passes away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning it over, Kufu Metaseim Aleihem. So that only applies by an Aval. By Tisha B'Av, it's only because of the Tsar. Since it's only because of the Tsar, the Chum hold, there's no point in turning over all the beds that you're not sleeping on. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that we want it should be similar to an Aval. And therefore, just like by an Aval, in those days, nowadays the halacha is we don't do so because it's nearer k'kshafim. But in those days, an oval turned over all the beds in his home. So too, Rabbi Yehuda says Tisha B'Av is a day of avails. Amar Avah halach is the Tana D'don. The halach is like the Tana of our Mishnah that all beds should be turned over. V'lehod l'chachamim kol ikar, and the halach is that we don't have to do kfiyas amita. And as the halach is that one doesn't have to even sleep on the floor, if he could sleep on a bed, but not be as comfortable, less pillows, etc. on Tisha B'Av.